It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so this morning, I'm appreciating what appears to be God's invisible hand on my life. And I had this thought as I just had a conversation with a dear friend of mine, and she was telling me about an experience that she had about 6 months ago. And so she was faced with testing these various software programs so that she could make a recommendation to her client. She ended up spending far more time with these programs because, you know, she wasn't familiar with them and she wanted to make the best recommendation to her client. She even questioned herself afterwards whether she had invested too much time, but nonetheless, her goal was met. She made a solid recommendation to her client and she moved on. She would not see these programs again until 6 months later, which was last week. She is up for a pivotal move in her own career, and these software programs, her knowledge of them would prove very valuable. So what appeared to be, you know, she's spending time on these programs to benefit her client was actually God preparing her for the next major door he's about to open in her career. When things like that happen, it feels like God's invisible hand now turns into a nice hand wave, you know, to say, you thought I wasn't here, but here I am, right? And it just brings about that intimate connection with him. And it reminds me of the scripture, Matthew 10:30, which says, and the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So when we feel that way, at least when I do, I feel so empowered and fearless, which leads me to the scripture today, Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? So today I'm going to carry that with me and just picture God waving his hand. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.